Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Los Angeles, the Win Without Competing show with Dr. Arlene Barrow, host and creator of the Right Fit Method, the key to professional and personal success. Now let's join Dr. Arlene.
Welcome to the 101st Win Without Competing show. Memories mentor you. Use them to ignite your 2016 brand. Memories fascinate me. I love to explore how they influence our behavior and impact our brand. Memories are powerful mentors if we learn from them. Becoming aware of the significance of our memories to make both professional and personal decisions is essential in determining the right fit decisions and avoiding the wrong fit decisions. From birth onward, we build memories. What are the lessons learned from these memories? It may surprise you that some people do not use these memories as mentors. Instead, they pick the same wrong fits over and over. Wrong fit job, wrong fit spouse, wrong fit house. Thriving, successful, and happy people know how to significantly benefit from streaming their memories. They recognize their value, positive, negative, or both. What is the impact of traumatic events? In the news, we see and hear about that daily. Ultimately, these traumatic events become lifelong memories. Poet and editor Tom Lombardo created a fascinating anthology, The Poetry of Recovery for Life-Shattering Events, entitled Aftershocks. Lombardo selected 115 poets from 15 nations to share their personal memories of grief, loss, injury, bigotry, exile, divorce, illness, war, addiction, and abuse. Lombardo shares his own grief. In the introduction to the anthology, he writes, and I read, "On the afternoon of Saturday, April 13th, 1985, my wife, Lana, was killed in an auto accident. The policeman who had been at the scene was kind enough to come to the hospital to tell me she did not need the ambulance's siren. I bid goodbye to her lifeless body with a massive head injury, lying on a steel gurney. I found myself a widower in my early 30s. I've focused deeply within myself, and I've traveled far outside myself to reach out to others. I can remember the precise moment when the shock of what had happened fell away and my recovery began. It was an extraordinary physical reaction as well as a deeply emotional sensation. I went from the pit of grief to goose pimply elation, then an hour later, back into hell again. But I somehow knew, deep in my mind, that I had begun to look forward. I have since started a new marriage, and we have already two lovely children. I still think about Lana and experience grief in some form every day, more intensely as the anniversary of her death approaches each year." Lombardo faced his grief, treasuring Lana's memory daily, and still continues to do that. He remarried and has a family. He counsels his friends when they experience a loss. Poetry has become a positive outlet to express his pain. Prior to focusing on poetry, Lombardo was the founding editor-in-chief of WebMD. He was my client. At WebMD, I placed 40 RightFit employees in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada. In the foreword to my book, Win Without Competing, nominated for a Business Book Award, Lombardo wrote that I was his exclusive search consultant, and together we built WebMD. Lombardo is an outstanding role model. He uses the memory of his wife's death to mentor himself, resulting in a satisfying personal and professional life. I believe that his passion for poetry was strongly influenced by Lana's death, which triggered a profound emotional upheaval. He may not have connected to the core of his emotional capacity without experiencing that trauma. How do you process your memories? What do you savor? What do you forget? Have you observed that you make decisions and don't know why? Or you can't make certain decisions and don't know why? Perhaps you have buried some pleasant or unpleasant memories. Yes, we bury both. Suddenly losing your job, especially if you loved it, has a profound effect. I have worked with many employees who have difficulty coping with the memory of the event. They feel displaced, stressed, and depressed. If you allow those memories to control your behavior, you will have difficulty finding the right fit job. Instead, consider downsizing an opportunity to evaluate your current core identity. Do not assume that you must take a similar position. Focus on defining your core identity, creating your unique brand, and designing your career plan. I invite you to call me for my advice. I recommend the following. Read my book, Win Without Competing, and learn how to make decisions in a new way. Mastering the right fit method will give you the confidence and strategies to capture the right fit job, not the best job, which often is the wrong fit job. Wouldn't it be wonderful to close on the first in-person interview? You will have the tools to do that. Thinking about entrepreneurship? When you read Chapter 4, Your Core Identity, Know Thyself Now, you will find out if entrepreneurship is for you. Curious about corporate entrepreneurship? Contact me. Use my app. I brand you for hire. Rate your brand zero to hire. Go to the homepage of winwithoutcompeting.com, scroll down, and click on the app logo. Be sure to sign the guest book and email your results to me after you conclude the app. If you do not have an iDevice, click on the solution that I provided for you. Listen to more radio shows. Go to drbarro.com, iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. 100 episodes await you, including fascinating interviews that I have done. Learn about the services of Barrow Global Search, Inc., which I established in 2003. We are a unique retained executive search firm founded on the right fit method. When we do a search, we present one candidate, the right fit candidate, and close the search. After Win Without Competing was published, I expanded the services of the firm in response to candidates' requests to work with me to mentor them so that they could master my right fit method. We do business and career coaching and consulting from coast to coast by phone. We can also work together in person at the corporate offices of Barrow Global Search, Inc., located in Westwood adjoining UCLA. Our address is 10940 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 1600, Los Angeles, California, 90024. Email drbarro@barroglobal.com. That's Dr. Barrow at barrowglobal.com. Call 310-443-4277 to arrange a time to speak with me. I am delighted that you tuned into this show. I am inviting you to attend on February 2nd a new boardroom seminar for 10 leaders. The seminar will be held at our offices in Westwood. To receive your invitation, just email me or read my February 8th Win Without Competing blog, Conquer Stress to Achieve Unparalleled Business and Career Success. You can Google my blog and it will just pop up. If you are unable to attend and want to learn more about how to conquer stress, just contact me. Thank you for joining me today on the 101st Win Without Competing show. Ignite your 2016 brand. Goodbye for now. This is Dr. Arlene.